And I am, for one, am not going to abide that message on this network. I don't care. Now, some people are going to accuse me out there of, well, you're messing with the 9/11 movement. No, Mr. Fetzer messed with his own 9/11 movement here. The smartest thing was to keep your personal politics out of this. I'm sorry, I know the real story. I've talked to the law enforcement on the ground in Mena, Arkansas. I know the drug trade that Bill Clinton did up there. I know that Hillary Clinton is a lesbian, for God's sakes. How do I know that? Because I talked to the Secret Service agent that she was in the damn shower stall in Washington, D.C. You got that?
Hello, it's Friday, October 20th, and you're listening to Wing Radio. I'm Lisa Giuliani.
And I'm Victor Thorne. Welcome to Wing TV. What better way to start this Friday than to hear the scream of John Stadtmiller, a man who's now becoming known as the Howard Dean of the alternative media. Welcome to Wing TV. We're glad everybody's tuning in. Thank God it's Friday. We're ready for the weekend here. And as promised, we're going to take a look at Mr. John Stadtmiller. While we're doing so, if you haven't had a chance yet, go to the Wing TV homepage, wingtv.net. There's an article entitled John Stadtmiller's Moral Bankruptcy. And what we're going to cover today is some recent associations that John Stadtmiller has made that show such a lack of judgment and show really what this guy's made of that it has to be brought before the public.
Along with his realignment with Jack Blood.
Right. So you're going to see all this. And on the Wing TV homepage, there's a picture of John Stadtmiller with a very ghastly looking Rob Revere. These two had a little powwow at Ground Zero up in New York City on the 5th anniversary of 9/11. And what this reminds us of, this moral contamination. And remember, a day or so ago, we were saying, what is this battle about? Who's the real enemy? The real battle is between good and evil, right and wrong, truth and lies. The New World Order and all of this other stuff is secondary. The main battle is between right and wrong, good and evil.
Right. And for somebody who runs a network with the slogan, you can handle the truth, and who touts himself as a Christian patriot, then the truth and good and evil should be very easy to discern.
Right. And we're going to show today that the truth must be known, the truth must be handled. And before we really jump into it, there is an update. Yesterday we spoke about John Stadtmiller firing Professor Jim Fetzer from RBN.
Right.
Well, due to an overwhelming amount of outrage from you.
From pressure from the listeners.
Right.
People hammering John Stadtmiller, who is very susceptible to and hyper-conscious of negative feedback and criticism, which is directed or targeting him. He has caved in under the pressure. He's asked Professor Fetzer to please come back on to RBN. And Fetzer is going to do so for several weeks until his new arrangement works out with another network.
So, this is very interesting, and it shows, just like we've been saying for week after month, the real battle is the one closest to us. There's an old saying, I think it was Tip O'Neill, who said all politics is local. And how can we possibly try to clean up the world, the New World Order, the globalists, the neocons, if our own house is polluted and contaminated? How can we possibly do that? And it shows that the people closest to us in this patriot movement, in this alternative media, if you put the heat on them, if you pressure them, just like John Stadtmiller, they're going to buckle to the pressure.
Right.
And he did. He brought Jim Fetzer back.
Apparently, you all can handle the truth, but some of these leading prominent spokespeople in the so-called movement need a lot of prodding and pushing to get them in the right direction of the truth.
Yeah, and you're going to see a lot of truth in this article on the Wing TV homepage. And do you know why we got banned from RBN? Do you know why we've been banned from GCN? Do you know why so many of these sites don't link to Wing TV? It's because we're shattering the illusion of all these phony patriots. That's why they hate us. It's not because Our research is shabby. Nobody ever criticizes us about our research. It's because we're shattering this very well-crafted illusion that they've erected for some of them over a decade now.
Well, I've said it before. In the beginning, they thought we were one of them until we tried to rally everybody to bypass the mainstream media monopoly on information and work together. And then all of a sudden, we were branded and labeled as feds and disinfo artists. And that's absolutely not the case.
Right. What they don't like is that their secrets, the things that they're hiding, the skeletons in their closet are being exposed. And what they've set up, and let's be quite honest about this, they've all set up a cozy little cottage industry that's based on fear-mongering, that's based on sensationalism, that's based on keeping you hyped up in this hyper-paranoid state so that you keep sending them money and they can keep their little way of life going. That's what it's all about. And when we tell you, don't support these phonies. Don't let them keep sucking you in. That's why they get so pissed off at us.
Right.
That's why we're banned from these networks.
And one of the ways in which they are trying to widen their circle of customers, their customer database, is by embracing bad guys.
Right.
And attaining their audiences as well. And their audiences, well, we're talking the dregs of society.
Yeah. And that's what this article is all about. John Statler's moral bankruptcy. And we start off by saying that he has such little regard now by making these alliances. He has such little regard for what's right and wrong that it reminds us of this realm that Bill and Hillary Clinton reside in. You know, where it's this corrupted gray area where nothing matters except for their own agenda.
I've said it before. I've heard a lot of people start saying to us, we need to embrace both the good guys and the bad guys in order to fight the New World Order. In order to defeat evil, we must embrace evil. And that's a crock. That's a crock. How can you fight the New World Order by embracing them? How can you fight evil and resist it when you're walking in lockstep with it and holding its hand?
Yeah. What really triggered all this was two different instances by John Statmiller where he's aligning himself now with evil. The first was after we were very vocal about a guy named D.L. Abramson that John Statmiller brought onto his network.
A disinfo artist.
We published a couple of articles about it, and we've heard from radio show hosts, we've heard from people very well known in this patriot movement that have said, not only is this guy disinfo, not only is this guy leading people way down the wrong path, but we've heard from people that said John Statmiller even admits and even knows that this D.L. Abramson is bad news. Now, I looked on the RBN site today. D.L. Abramson is still on the schedule. He's still a daily RBN host. So that means if Statmiller knows this guy's bad news, that he's disinfo, either one, he's not calling his own shots, or two, he's deliberately leaving disinfo artists on his site. And Lisa's going to touch upon this a little bit later in the show, all of the disinfo links RBN links to. But, so, after we ran these pieces, John Statmiller put something up on the RBN homepage where he linked to an article by Sonny Crack.
Well, and he also used some hit pieces by some anonymous persons and off of the Rents website, which we have addressed in the past fully and refuted. The thing that he put up on his website, Statmiller, was called Wing TV Friend or Foe. It was on the homepage. He's moved that now to another location on his website, conveniently enough,
Yesterday.
Before we do this show.
Exactly. Now, everybody remembers Sonny Crack, I'm sure. He's the ringleader of this psychosexual, stalking, woman-hating, vile, filthy cabal that's known as RBN, that's being promoted by Jack Blood, and that's linked directly to the GCN radio network. Now, for John Statmiller to link to Sonny Crack is beyond the pale. It's beyond the pale. And it's funny because a couple months ago, after we ran an article about John Stadtmiller. He called Lisa.
Right.
Or no, actually, it was after we appeared on Frank Whalen's show.
Uh-huh.
And we exposed this whole Jack Blood, GCN link to these misogynists, to these women haters.
Right.
And John Stadtmiller, instead of saying to Lisa, empathizing with her, saying how sorry he was that this was happening, saying that he was going to wipe it out, do everything possible to eliminate this force, what did he tell you?
First of all, instead of John Stadtmiller seeing clearly that what was done to me was wrong, no matter who it would have been done to, it would have been wrong, he did not have any empathy whatsoever. Instead, his response was that we can't go on his network to talk about Alex Jones anymore.
Yeah. Now, first of all, very little of this show had to do with Alex Jones. One caller, I think, called in. And that was it. So why is John Stadtmiller not only running a protection racket for Alex Jones, but why isn't he saying, I'll do everything humanly possible to wipe these bastards out of this movement?
Well, what he didn't want us bringing out, which we did bring out on Whalen's show, was the links between these sexual degenerate cyber-stalking psychopaths to GCN, Alex Jones, and ultimately to Ted Anderson.
Right, right, who's fully aware of all this. Another thing that Lisa did when she was speaking to John Stadtmiller, she said, John, if this was happening to your wife, what she's been put through, what Lisa's been put through, she said, if this happened to your wife, we'd be screaming from the rooftops to end it. And you know what? For that fact, anybody's wife. Then when I talked to John later on the phone, I said the same thing to him. I said, John, if this ever happened to your wife, we would scream from the rooftops. Yet John Stadtmiller didn't do a damn thing.
Well, the lack of empathy is a characteristic of somebody who's a psychopath.
Yeah.
Lack of empathy, lack of conscience.
The only thing John Stadtmiller worried about when he was made fully aware of all of this stuff, it wasn't that these psychopaths were attacking a woman. It wasn't that they're rapist wannabe pigs. It was that he wanted to protect GCN and Alex Jones.
Right.
Think about that.
And ultimately his own interests.
Yeah. So, for all of you who aren't familiar with Sonny Crack, or if you've forgotten, which it would be nice to be able to forget this stuff, I'm going to give you a quick rundown of what Sonny Crack represents. Now, there's going to be some strong language used here. I'm going to tone it down.
Strong is not even...
Yeah. And I'm going to tone it down as much as possible. But first of all, here's a picture of what Sonny Crack is all about. And you can see a picture of him on the Wing TV homepage if you click on the article. First of all, he routinely refers to women as cunts, bitches, and hoes. And he celebrates pimps. You know what pimps are? Street scum that sell women for money.
Right. He's also friends with a real-life pimp who was in a real-life pimp documentary.
Yeah.
And they did a show about me.
He also brags about dealing drugs to children. Here's an exact quote that was on Jack Blood's forum. And remember, Lisa has every one of these saved on her computer, so there's no refuting it, okay? An exact quote from Sonny Crack on Jack Blood's forum. I'll sell drugs to your sons and daughters. Why? So I can feed my effing kids. But he said the word. Lisa, tell everybody how he thinks about police officers.
He advocates the murder of policemen by saying that he'd kill any effing cops who threaten him in any way. He said that on a show.
Right. Here's what he did. He also boasts that he would like to kill a cracker a day.
That's a white person.
Yeah, white people. He wants to kill one white person a day. Then...
And he said this as recently as September 9th, 2006.
Yeah, on September 9th, this is 2 days before the fifth anniversary of 9/11. He was on, again, Jack Blood's forum, one of the nests of their filth. He said, about 90% of white people should be erased off the planet. Exact quote. And this is who John Stadtmiller is linking
now,
to on his homepage.
It should be noted that Sonny Crack is a white person, and so is John Stadtmiller.
Yeah, but he advocates...
So does he want to erase John Stadtmiller from the planet, too?
Yeah. It sounds like population reduction. Now, Sonny Crack also bills himself as a big rapper, a rap artist. Okay, here's a little sampling of lyrics from one of Sonny Crack's songs where he refers to women's private parts. He says, I like inflicting pain on a pussy. I like inflicting shame on the pussy. Now, all the women out there, think about this. This guy calls you hoes and cunts and bitches, and he wants to inflict pain and shame on the pussy.
Well, this is supposedly art. It's supposedly artistic.
Well, that's what Jack Blood...
talent. Right. Jack Blood has called him an artist as well. Now, any self-respecting woman would find those very offensive lyrics. I find them very offensive.
Yeah. And, you know, I met John Stadtmiller's wife in Washington, D.C. last month. She seemed like a very nice woman. John, what does your wife think about the kind of stuff you're advocating now on the RBN homepage? Does your wife approve of this? How can you look her in the eye when you're advocating pimps and thugs and degenerates and women hater like that say they want to kill white people, they want to pimp women, and they want to inflict shame on their vagina?
Right.
It's unbelievable.
Sonny Crack and his cohorts at the Revere Radio Network also celebrate pimps, thugs, and they are part of this whole cabal, this little nasty clique of sexual predators and cyber stalkers, of which Jack Blood is a part of that.
Yeah, an integral part. And anybody that associates themselves with this stuff can only be characterized as one way, as being possessed by pure evil.
The ongoing defamation, slandering, harassment, and debasing of me has been going on for over a year and a half now. And their latest incident of abusing me, using their shows as a weapon, is the one they did 2 weeks ago. Sonny Crack did a show. He used a lot of bogus stuff presented by Christopher Bolin about me and included some stuff in there about me having sex with horses.
Yeah. Now, this is the Revere Radio Network.
And they're touting themselves as 9/11 truthers, see? So now 9/11 truth is being linked to a bunch of filth.
Yeah. Now, the second example that I referred to earlier...
Let me interrupt you
there. Okay, good.
I guess somebody's going to turn around and call that a lie hop, right? It's just happening by accident.
Yeah, this is all happening by accident, and it's not linked to anybody. Now, the second example I referred to was that we now have video footage of John Stadtmiller meeting with Rob Revere, the guy who runs RBN, or our Revere Radio Network, the guy that celebrates and carries Sonny Crack's filth on his network.
And you know what? It's not just Sonny Crack's show.
Yeah, there's filthy. Many others.
There are other shows on that network where filthy mouth show hosts and the stuff that's talked about on there, they mix some 9/11 truth people in there, like Dylan Avery. They want to get Jason Burmes of the Loose Change Crew to do a show on there, too. But the other show hosts on there, if you take a really good look and get your barf bag ready, if you do that, you'll see that it's not just Sonny Crack's show. That's disgusting and repellent.
Yeah. Now, at Ground Zero, John should remember something, first of all. If he's going to talk to these degenerates, don't get caught on film doing it.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what they wanted to do. They wanted to catch John Stadtmiller on film to have evidence that they're infiltrating him. But John Stadtmiller ends up patting Rob Revere, the guy that carries Sonny Crack's show. And these are his exact words to Rob Revere. We need to build a coalition here with your audience and your network.
In fact, he's on a Google video where he's talking about Wing TV to Rob Revere at Ground Zero on film, getting recorded, where he's saying we're not allowed on his network.
Yeah, so he's discussing that, and I'm going to get into that a little bit later, too. But first, John wants to build a coalition now with Rob Revere and Sonny Crack. He's running Sonny Crack stuff on the RBN homepage. So why doesn't Stadtmiller just join forces with the Church of Satan?
Uh-huh.
Why doesn't he join forces with Charles Manson's family? Why doesn't he join forces with Ted Bundy if he was still alive? Isn't John Stadtmiller a guy that purports to stand for being a conservative patriot, someone that represents God in America, and apple pie? But these people are the antithesis of everything the patriot movement is supposed to represent.
And for someone who's so moral and upstanding, someone who touts himself as a Christian patriot on a Christian patriot network, someone who is so overly concerned with his image, to the public and not receiving negative feedback or criticism, why he would openly consort with these filthy, psychopathic, criminal, pervert degenerates is beyond me.
Yeah. Why is John Stadtmiller in bed with Sonny Crack and the Revere Radio Network? And another thing, where are the men in this movement? Why isn't John Stadtmiller standing up and being a man? If a woman is being attacked, is being brutalized, is being lied about in the most vicious, vulgar, deceitful ways possible, when the hell is John Stadtmiller going to stand up? Whether he likes us or not is irrelevant.
Right.
When the hell is he and Jack Blood and Alex Jones and Ted Anderson, the owner of GCN, when are they going to be men and say, we're not going to tolerate filth? Well, you know why they're not speaking out? It's because these guys are working in unison with them. And here's the big coincidence, folks. When we started publishing articles against Alex Jones and GCN and Ted Anderson, almost immediately, guess who popped up out of nowhere? Rob Revere, Sonny Crack, this little network. And do you think these guys would spend all of this time attacking Wing TV and going to these lengths if they have no affiliation with GCN, Jones, and them? They have no monetary interest. They have nothing. And maybe they're not being paid directly, but do you think it's a coincidence that the only people they're focusing their hatred on is the ones criticizing Alex Jones, GCN, and Jack Blood?
And Rents.
Yeah. Do you think this is a coincidence? If you do,
then you have no idea how COINTELPRO works at all.
Yeah, and you have no idea how the world works at all. So, we see these two now. We have this GCN Dirty Tricks team. And all of a sudden now, we have John Stadtmiller being pulled into this cabal, running their articles on the RBN homepage, meeting with them, having a little powwow saying they should join forces together. And Lisa, let's give another little example of what happens with these people from Revere Radio Network and the way they post things on Jack Blood's forum. You found this. This was posted yesterday, so this isn't past history. This was posted on Jack Blood's forum by a guy named Skull and Bongs, okay? And what was the headline? Pittsburgh police
are douchebag cocksuckers. Pardon my French. I'm just repeating this verbatim, what's posted on the internet. Pittsburgh police are douchebag cocksuckers, where Skull and Bongs, the poster, proclaimed on October 19th, 2006, quote, I cheer whenever I hear about a police officer getting shot on the job, even if the shooter was actually someone who should be in prison, unquote.
Think about that.
Now, this comment was applauded okay with the other posters on that forum.
These are primarily people from Revere Radio Network on Jack Blood's forum. And think about this. Police officers going out and doing their job, and they applaud it.
In fact, one of the Revere Radio hosts that responded to that particular quote posted by Skull and Bongs answered with, nice.
Yeah.
He thought that was nice.
That's what they promote now. They promote the murder of people. They promote murder.
They promote drug use. They talk openly on their website about their drug use, what they would recommend to help people go to sleep.
Well, remember, Sonny Crack said that he sells drugs to your children.
Right.
So he can feed his kids. So we have to ask John Stadtmiller now. After everything you've heard so far, are you proud to be linked with these individuals? Are you proud to have Sonny Crack on your homepage until just yesterday, where you conveniently moved him to another area? He didn't take it off RBN.
No.
He just moved it. And are you proud to be on film now, forming a pact with Rob Revere, this sicko? And also, John Revere.
That was a very, very foolish, unwise, unthought-out thing to do.
Yeah.
It was very irresponsible of you, Stadtmiller, because there were so many cameras at Ground Zero this year on 9/11. And to allow yourself to be filmed by these people, consorting and embracing, shaking hands with this filthy, criminal psychopath who has no good image whatsoever and is trying to link up to you, with the bigger audience, so that they can get some legitimacy and credibility and at
drag
the same
you
time,
down into the sewer.
Drag you down and discredit you and your entire network is just inexplicable to me. It's beyond belief that you would fall for that and allow that to happen.
And you know, we haven't been contacted by even one person that supported the filth that Sonny Crack and these guys put out. If you go to the article on the Wing TV homepage, there's a link to all the Wing TV viewer reaction. And believe me, there's some well-known 9/11 researchers, broadcasters, people in the Patriot movement that are appalled by the stuff they're putting out, John, and you're now linked to it. And also, tell everybody, also, John Stadtmiller revealed something else, his little powwow with Mr. Jack Blood.
Right. last year, I believe it was, on his show.
Right.
It was last year. He came out and said, and we have the audio of this, that Jack Blood is a sociopathic piece of crap, and he laid out for an hour and a half why he felt that way.
Those are his exact words.
Okay, and Jack Blood tried to backstab John Stadtmiller. We would not help him do that. That's when we became Jack Blood's enemies. Anyway, so John Stadtmiller revealed to Rob Revere, whose real name is Rob Verrier, at Ground Zero, that he'd made amends with Jack Blood. They've reconciled. Jack Blood walked up to him at a previous event. I believe it was at a Freedom to Fascism conference or screening. And Jack Blood shook John Stadtmiller's hands, and they've now buried the hatchet. My question is this. If you know somebody is a sociopathic piece of crap, do they stop being a sociopath because they come up to you and shake your hand and want to be your buddy again?
Yeah. Is that all it takes? Well, what if Charles Manson goes up to the relatives of the Tates and the LaBiancas and shakes their hand, and they're supposed to say, all right, all's forgiven. You're no longer a psychopathic murderer.
Right.
Is everything just forgiven
it's
and
just
forgotten?
Very odd. This is so peculiar. Does somebody stop being a psychopath just because they kiss up to you and make nice?
Yeah.
And then they go behind your back, Mr. Stadtmiller, and they're patting the Revere psychopath on the back, scheming behind your back. And you're too foolish and blind to see it.
Yeah. John, in this article, we conclude by saying you're a sick man for being with them, you're a bottom feeder, and most of all, you're a phony, in capital letters, P-H-O-N-Y, because at the American Free Press Conference last month in D.C., we were sitting in the audience.
Right.
You saw us. You even referred to me during your speech. And you said how everybody has to come together. We have to join forces, and we have to put all this other stuff behind us. You're joining forces with evil? With evil? Is that what you meant?
You know what he said at Ground Zero to Rob Revere on that Google video? He's saying that time and again, we've trashed this person and that person. No, Mr. Stadtmiller, you should listen to the shows these Revere people do, and then you tell me who's trashing who. We expose wrongdoing. We bring up valid issues and points in our articles. We point out inconsistencies, bad behavior, censorship. These people make very vicious, personal, brutal, misogynistic attacks because they don't want to hold themselves accountable. The articles we've written in the past had nothing to do with Revere Radio at all. None of them.
Yeah,
yet they took it upon themselves to fight the battles of Alex Jones and GCN and Jeff Rentz.
Because they don't have the guts to come out themselves.
And Jack Blood.
And if there's one person in this world that thinks they're not the Dirty Tricks hit team for GCN, Ted Anderson, Alex Jones, and Jeff Rentz, then they're completely deluding themselves, because John Stadtmiller, when he fired Jim Fetzer the other day, he had a line in there. He said, if something looks like a duck and walks like a duck, it's probably a duck. Well, hey, John, guess what?
No, what he said was, if it walks like a duck and it talks like a duck, it is what it is.
Yeah, exactly. Well, John, these people you've hooked up with now, it looks like a duck of evil. It walks like a duck of evil. So what do you think it is? You've aligned yourself with something that's sick, hateful, grotesque,
you know what
and
it is?
Possessed by evil.
You know what it is? Mr. Stadtmiller, it's called a psychopath. You've now surrounded yourself, entrenched yourself, and embraced psychopaths. And now you have done exactly the same thing as Ted Anderson. You're no different than Ted Anderson. You're not a competitor of Ted Anderson. You are in cahoots with Ted Anderson. Yeah.
And I'd like everybody to do me a favor. Go on the Wing TV homepage, scroll through this article, and look at the pictures. I don't mean glance at them. Really look at the pictures of Rob Revere, of Sonny Kraft,
and those are just a few of the ones. We don't have the space to put all the ones we have.
Yeah. Rob Revere, Sonny Kraft, Jack Blood. Look at these people. Are these people you trust? Are these people you'd invite into your house? Are these people who you would... Do you think they're representatives of the Patriot movement? Of John Stadtmiller, who portrays himself as a good Christian man who sticks up for everything right?
How do you explain this to your own wife? The hate speech that is used against women by these Revere people, and you are aligning yourself. You are holding hands with men who hate women. And you know, throughout time, this cabal that Jesus fought way back when, they did the same thing. And he stood up to them all alone, and everyone abandoned Jesus, even his own inner circle. And he stood up to this cabal way back when. And you know who stood by him? Mary Magdalene, the one that they painted, the evil ones, painted as an irrelevant prostitute. Now look at what is being done to me.
Yeah.
I've been painted as an irrelevant prostitute. And a lot of people have abandoned me. And I've had to stand up to them all alone, for the most part, with very few people around me supporting me.
Now here's another, think about that. Really think about that. And we're
you know what, Victor? Throughout time, these same SOBs, these same psychopaths that are controlling and calling the shots, they hate women. They hated women back then, and they still hate women because the evil hates the light.
And John Stadtmiller is now directly, intimately linked. He's patting Rob Revere on the back, saying they need to join forces. He's linking to Sonny Kraft on his homepage. And this is the funniest, most ironic part.
Now it's on his website. He moved it off there, so you guys would not see it. He won't link directly so far to the Reveres, because now he knows he has to watch that.
Exactly. Before the American Free Press Conference, which went from August 30th to September 2nd, John Stadtmiller gave us a call. Or we talked to John Stadtmiller before that, and he said, you know what, when I see you guys in Washington, I'm going to have a little talk with you guys.
Yeah,
okay?
He was trying to intimidate us, like we were going to face the big hammer when we got to D.C. Well, we stood there in D.C. He did talk to Victor, but for some inexplicable reason, he didn't have the nads to talk to me. And I waited to get my talking to, but it never came.
Yeah, well, and that's what Jack Blood calls Stadtmiller, the hammer. Anyway.
Is it?
Yeah. Anyway. When I first saw John Stadtmiller, he was outside the steps of this hotel where the conference was, smoking a cigarette. I went up to him. He was talking to someone, but I just real quickly, I shook his hand and said, hey, John, of all the people I wanted to meet here, I wanted to meet you the most. I said, let's talk sometime. He said, yeah, okay. Later that night, right in the middle of the dinner, Stadtmiller comes in, and I was sitting with Mark, Glenn, and Lisa. And he comes up, shakes my hand, and he said, hey, let's have a talk here. Let's get everything straightened out between us. I said, yeah, John, sure. I said, just, come and find me. So the night went on and on and on. I couldn't see John Stadtmiller anywhere. He didn't come up to me. I took some stuff out to my car, came back, still no John Stadtmiller. Well, we'd been there now for coming in on 13 hours at this conference on Saturday. Finally, I said, I don't even know where he is. I went up to Christopher Pethrick, AFP editor, said, hey, what did Stadtmiller want? He just wants to talk to you, make sure everything's cool with RBN and Wing TV, get everything smoothed out. I said, we like John, so let's have everything cool. Well, a week and a half later, John Stadtmiller's at Ground Zero, and we see this video of him talking to Rob Revere, and he's saying, yeah, we've kicked our Wing TV off of RBN. They're no longer allowed on the show. Now, we hadn't published any articles. We hadn't said anything bad about John Stadtmiller, but in the interim...
Well, he didn't like what we had to say about his disinfo artist.
But that was
Abramson.
After. That was after September 11th. So John's talking out of one side of his mouth to me, saying, hey, glad you're here. Let's get everything. Then he's telling Rob Revere, this psychopath, that Wing TV is not allowed on there anymore. What happened in the interim there? He had already made a decision. He was lying to me at that conference.
Well, apparently he lied to everyone in the audience, too.
Yeah. Now, here's another funny thing. A couple days ago, Stadtmiller kicked Jim Fetzer, Professor Jim Fetzer, off the network. John Stadtmiller called up Kevin Barrett while he was interviewing John Kaminsky and said, boot him off the show. Wing TV's banned from RBN and GCN. Yet, I still see D.L. Abramson, who's the most maligned disinfo artist to come around since Greg Zemanski, who was on Stat Miller's show forever, and he's still on that network. So he's hooking up with Rob Revere, Sonny Crack, D.L. Abramson, Jack Blood, all of the worst elements of the Patriot movement.
And, of course, Alex Jones. And if you look on the RBN website, you're going to find numerous links to Alex Jones and to Alex Jones' website.
Well, why don't you read all of the links on the RBN website?
Well, these aren't all of them, but these are the ones that I wrote down, and there's plenty of them here. This is a lot of disinfo websites that RBN has chosen to link up to. InfoWars with Alex Jones. Let's Roll. Prison Planet.
Well,
Alex
Roll,
Jones.
Wait. Let's Roll as Phil Commander Pod Jahan, who we talked about yesterday, who's the laughing stock of the entire 9/11 movement.
Yeah. Jeff Rentz, a proven compulsive liar. Eric Hufschmid, a total liar and a psychopath.
Who attacks American Free Press at every turn.
And me as well, and you as well. Cloak and Dagger, Lenny Bloom, disinfo site. BATR, which is Breaking All the Rules, which is a discussion forum for Rents columnists and disinfo websites.
An apologist.
Yeah. APFN, which is not a free speech zone. I am banned from posting on APFN because they didn't like my Alex Jones articles.
Yeah.
John Kaminsky is linked to on there. It's funny. He'll link to John Kaminsky's website, but he won't let John Kaminsky talk on his network. Yeah. How ironic. Tom Flacco. There's multiple links to Tom Flacco on the RBN website.
Yeah. And on and on. So, and then there's how many different links to Alex Jones' websites?
Well, let me finish.
Okay.
Rick Stanley, who wants us to all embrace both good and evil to fight the New World Order. Get the deal there. Newtopian, which is Charles Shaw's website. Charles Shaw was a guest on Alex Jones' show last year. A few days after that, Charles Shaw got arrested for drug possession. So you go figure that one out. Why does Alex Jones have buddies like that? I don't know. And then Flacco again.
Yeah.
Flacco keeps coming up on the RBN website. Flacco is a disinformation artist.
Yeah. And how many different links does he have to Alex Jones' articles and websites? I mean, dozens, aren't there?
No, not that many, but there's numerous ones. And then so I said, well, geez, let me go take a look at Alex Jones's website to see if there's reciprocal links there. I couldn't find any links to RBN on Alex Jones's InfoWars. I didn't find any linking to RBN on Prison Planet. So maybe that comment Statmiller made to me on the phone one day where he said, well, Alex is my friend, but he doesn't do anything for me.
Oh, and he also said that they have a little understanding.
Yeah, they have an understanding.
Yeah. Now, here's...
I guess RBN is supposed to be Alex's and GCN's commercial.
Yeah. For a long time, for years now, a lot of people have contacted us and told us a lot of sordid stories.
Yeah.
About John Statmiller. And it'd be real easy for us right now to bring all them up, but we're not going to sink to that level.
No, but I am going to say this. People close to you, Statmiller, have told me a lot of things about you. People that you used to be in business with have told me things about you. And if the day comes that I can put this out here with solid, double-sourced verification, I'm going to nail your butt to the wall. And don't think I won't do it.
Yeah, John, these are people closest to you that still tell us stuff. And we, for years, we gave you the benefit of the doubt. No more.
Yeah.
No more. And here's what one of the big rumors is, and we alluded to this a couple days ago in an article where we said both of Ted Anderson's networks, GCN and RBN, now have banned us. The long-standing little rumor that's quite, I guess, the best not secret in the Patriot movement is that Ted Anderson controls both the GCN and RBN, and John Statmiller's his little puppet. Is this true? I don't know. That's what the murmurs are. And if you look at...
There's other stuff that's even more insidious than
that. Oh, yeah, yeah. But if you look at all the links on RBN to GCN sites and to Alex Jones, it makes a lot of sense because RBN has become a little commercial for Alex Jones.
An extension, an arm of GCN.
Yeah. D.L. Abramson, the disinfo artist, regularly plays clips from Alex Jones' videos on his show every single day.
What he does is he's constantly sourcing Alex Jones and telling people to listen to Alex Jones and constantly referring to Alex Jones. Now, if these are two competing networks, then why aren't they acting like competing networks?
And D.L. Abramson also was bad-mouthing the American Free Press, Willis Cardo, yet he proclaims Alex Jones. Alex Jones, a guy who says God communicates with him, a guy who censors, along with Jeff Rentz, on a daily, or I won't say daily, on a regular basis. A guy that betrayed the Gray family, and on and
well,
on and on.
What about that time with Alex Jones, where around the time of Y2K, he was reporting that the Russians had launched missiles?
Yeah.
And that was false. Yeah. That was a fear-mongering lie.
And you know what we're going to do?
And he never retracted it.
We have discs of these broadcasts from Alex Jones, and I think what we're going to do is, next week, we're going to play some of this on Wing TV to show you that Alex Jones hasn't changed a bit. He's still using the same fear-mongering tactics. He said the Russians actually launched nuclear missiles on Y2K. That's how insane he is. To close, do you have anything else, Lisa?
Yeah,
okay.
Rob Revere, when talking to John Statmiller and kissing up to him and trying to give him a false impression, which apparently worked, he told John Statmiller that he saw us at Ground Zero.
Yeah.
And yes, he did see us, but it wasn't in the way he presented to Mr. Statmiller in that video. So what Rob Revere did was, he came up to me at Ground Zero and he said, "Can I take a picture with you? I listen to your show all the time." And I didn't recognize who it was at first. And so I said, okay. So another guy...
Well, said who he
well
gave
I asked him who he was, and he gave me a fake name. Another fake name, not the one he goes by publicly, but this other one. John Radenbow, he told me his name was.
So this guy... Now, let me interrupt for 1 second. We talked before about all these people that were threatening us. They said, when we see you at Ground Zero, we're going to kick your ass. This was on the Jack Blood Forum. Came from Revere people. It came from Phil Jahan's site. So here's Rob Revere now, and these people are going to kick our ass at Ground Zero. He didn't even have the balls to identify himself as who he was.
Right. Supposedly they wanted to confront us directly and kick our butts at Ground Zero, yet when he had the very opportunity to do that standing inches from my face, he gives me a fake name, John Radenbow.
He's not even man enough to use his real name.
So then I said, okay, I'll take a picture with you. So he stands next to me, Rob Revere, and he puts his arm behind my back, and I felt his arm creeping up my back toward the back of my head, and then it was behind my head. And so I immediately shoved his arm away and got away from him, because then I realized who I was dealing with. I was dealing with a Revere Radio psychopath. And that was it. He didn't try to say anything to me after that. They didn't, I guess, get their picture because they haven't slapped it up online. And so there was no confrontation there. They're cowards. They're big men behind the screen where they can direct their hate crimes, their hate speech, their sexual attacks against women safely, without accountability, without responsibility. And I guess now what we have to look to RBN as now, as also a psychopath network, because they are linking, well, they're not linking, but by John Statmiller shaking that guy's hand and making that pact with him to form a new coalition, he is now aligning the Christian patriots with the psychopathic, sexual, degenerate, pervert, cyber stalkers, with evil.
John, do you know what's happening here? These people are deliberately trying to bring down whatever you have left at RBN. Now, I know you're in cahoots with Ted Anderson, and Ted Anderson is in bed with these psychos, with these losers. Jack Blood's in bed with them. Alex Jones is in bed with them, because we have a picture of Alex Jones at Ground Zero with who right beside him? Rob Revere.
Right.
They're all intertwined.
Uh-huh.
They're all part of the same network. John, let me speak to your conscience if you have any left. Do you know the difference between right and wrong? Do you know the difference between what's good and evil? Do you know the difference between truth and deception? If you do, you come out and publicly denounce these psychopaths. You tell us if you think what they're doing at Revere is right or wrong. Because if you don't denounce this sickness, If Jack Blood doesn't, if Ted Anderson doesn't, and Alex Jones doesn't publicly, then we know each and every one of them is in bed with sickness and evil.
How is aligning with these psychopaths going to bolster your credibility in the eyes of the public? You want to expand and widen the circle, Mr. Stadtmiller. How do you expect to do that when you're aligning with people who engage and wallow in filth? In filth. Something that the Christian patriot audience is likely to reject outright. How do you plan on reconciling the two, because they are diametrically opposed?
When these people attack Lisa and other women, when they call women cunts and hoes and bitches, you know what everybody else on the Revere Network does and what Jack Blood does? They laugh about it. They think the sexual degradation of women is funny.
And what happens if the day comes, Mr. Stadtmiller, that they decide they don't like you anymore?
Yeah.
What happens when that day comes and they turn their arrows toward you?
Yeah.
If you think that they don't do the same kind of stuff against men, you can rest assured I can prove they've done it to Peter Schenck and they've done it to some other men. So it's not just women they hate. Whoever they decide is their enemy is who gets the attacks. And don't think for one second you will be immune to that if one day they decide they don't want to be part of your little coalition.
John, it's time now to either be a man or a coward. If you're a coward, that means you stay silent about this matter. You've had many opportunities. When you called Lisa that night, late at night when I was already in bed, and you talked to her, not once did you say you were going to try to stop this filth. Not once did you show empathy to Lisa.
Well, the lack of empathy was appalling. It was stunning, and it was very clear. It was very clear to me what you're concerned about. You are doing a protection racket for Alex Jones.
And GCN and Ted Anderson.
Apparently, you are under a lot of pressure to do so, because you worked really hard at it.
The name of the article on the Wing TV homepage is John Stadtmiller's Moral Bankruptcy. We saw that John can change his mind and right a wrong when he rehired Jim Fetzer. Is John Stadtmiller going to right a wrong now and denounce these sick, psychopathic women haters at Revere Radio Network?
And it's too bad you had to respond to public pressure in order to reinstate Jim Fetzer and ask him to please come back. You didn't think of it on your own, John, because if you would have stopped to think instead of knee-jerking and being a reactionary to an opposing point of view of a guy on his own show on your network, then you wouldn't have made that stupid mistake to begin with. The whole thing is this. It boils down to this, John, and I'll use your very words right now. If it walks like a duck and it talks like a duck, then it is what it is.
And what are you? What are you, John?
And can you handle the truth?
It's time to stand up and do what's right now. A lot of people are hearing this, and I guarantee you, we're going to get this everywhere on the Internet. And I know a lot of people are looking forward to this show today to hear what we have to say.
You know what this is, John? You know what this is all coming down to, and people everywhere out there? You know what this is? This is the wheat being separated from the chaff. And nobody ever said it was going to be pretty, and nobody said it was going to be easy. The wheat separating from the chaff.
This is the battle, the real battle that we've been referring to between good and evil and right and wrong. And John, it's time for you right now to show what side you're on. Think about this. We're going to be back on Monday. Until then, keep your eyes open, because there's a lot going on, and everybody, try to enjoy your weekend.
See you on Monday, everyone.